don't want to try to take too much time this morning, but if you would turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, beginning verse 1, it says, Paul will say, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth." Now there's so much in these two verses. I'd like to just read the whole chapter, but in interest of time, just these two verses, what they hold. The first one said, if you then be risen with Christ. Brothers and sisters, I believe that I'm looking at a people that are risen with Christ. Because Christ is risen. We don't serve a dead Savior. We don't serve a dead God. We don't serve an idol that can't move, that can't hear anything. We serve the risen Savior. He's alive. So, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. You know, there's a warfare going on. There's a battle that we have to face each and every day. And the biggest battle is hearts and minds. Our heart and our mind. It says, if you therefore be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. We need to be thinking upon those things. We need to be setting our mind upon that. And then in verse 2 it says, set your affection on things above. Get our mind right and our heart will follow. Amen. If our mind is set upon things above, then our affections will be turned to them. You know, with Christ say, where your heart is, there where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. What are the things that we're thinking about? What's on our mind? What's drawing our attention on a daily basis? Brethren, if we be risen with Christ, we need to be seeking those things which are above, thinking about those, trying to learn about those, putting our heart, our mind upon that, and this old fleshly heart will start to be touched and tendered. The more we dive into His Word, the more we try to learn upon His wisdom, His understanding, the more our affection will be turned. And I think it was early on when I started to speak, I didn't make a distinction on affection and affections. Daddy had to tell me one time, he's like, it's just affection. There's no S. There's no plural. Our whole heart, our whole affection needs to be on Him. It says, set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. There's enough of the world out there. We don't need it in here. We don't need it in the church house. We don't need it in our heart. There's enough of it out there. We need to be setting our affection on things above. Real quick, Romans chapter 12. It says, Paul would say, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I believe it's a reasonable service. He came to this earth, suffered and died, and daily loadeth us with benefits. Everything that He has done for us, secured our home in glory, and the Father watches over us, protects us each and every day. What is our reasonable service? To present our bodies a living sacrifice. That's a reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world. Amen. Let's not have our affection turned to this world. Let's not have our mind fixed on this world. Have our mind and heart fixed upon Him, seeking those things which are above. When He has said in Colossians chapter 3, He says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If it is the will of God, brothers and sisters, it is perfect. I can't do anything perfect in this life. Perfection, you know, they say practice makes perfect. Well, it doesn't. Practice just makes you better, right? So let's practice setting our affections on things above. Let's practice at trying to seek those things, putting our hearts and minds on what is needed in our life, and not so much focused on the things that we're not needing. Do we need more trouble in our life? No. Do we need more heartache in our life? No. Do we need more of this world in our life? No. I don't need any more of that. There's enough out there. It's already always there. But what's not always within our grasp is having the joy of His kingdom. It's available, is it not? How much are we enjoying it? How much are we seeking after? How much are we trying to enjoy? You know, David would say in the Psalms, restore the joy of thy salvation. Restore the joy. We need more joy in our life. We need more hope and we need more praise. We need more happiness, right? That's what we like to be. We like to be happy. I do. I like to be happy. I like to be smiling, like to be laughing, like to have a good time. But if we're going to have more joy in our life, brethren, we need to be setting our life aside. Brethren, I beseech you, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. The Lord would say, if any man shall follow me, let him deny himself. We need to be doing that each and every day. Luke would say, taking up your cross daily. We need to be doing that each and every day, laying our life onto the side. If we're putting Him first, putting our affection on Him, seeking those things which are above. He said, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. So no matter what we're having to deal with, no matter what we're having to face in this life, if this is the new norm, I hope it's not, but if this is the new stuff that we're having to deal with, our hearts and minds are being torn so many different ways. Brethren, we need to be setting our affection on things above, putting our lives on that altar each and every day. Lord, what would you have me do? What would you have me to do? Not somebody else. Well, I hope somebody else would take care of it. What will you have me to do? And if we can honestly ask that question, if we're going to get to the point where we can honestly ask that question, Lord, what would you have me to do? We need to be doing what Paul is telling us to do. Setting our affection on Him, seeking those things which are above each and every day. And this, be not conformed to this world. We don't want to look like the world. You know, if it looks like the world, smells like the world, walks like the world, it is of the world. Amen. Our citizenship is in heaven. Let's act like it. Let's act like it. Let's walk like it. And how do we do that? By the renewing of our mind. It all comes back to the hearts and minds. If our heart and mind, if our heart is stony and hard and not turned and not touched and not tender, and it's not ready to receive the word each and every time we open the Bible or each and every time the preacher preaches the word, we're not going to receive it. We're not going to get any benefit from it. So again, by the renewing of your mind, putting your mind and focus more upon the good things of God. The good things of Him. God is good. It sounds so much like an understatement, but He is. He is all good. If our mind is more focused on good things of God, setting our affection on things above, if our mind is more focused on those things, that heart will start to be turned. Our heart will start to be touched and tendered and be ready to receive. We need this. We need this time together. We've been saying this for so many months or whatever. We need this. God wouldn't have set this up if we didn't need it. The Lord came to this earth. He was here 3.5 years or so. That's a short time. And in that short time, do you think He did anything haphazardly? Do you think He wasted anybody's time by doing anything? No. He set up the church because we need this time together. We need to have our whole hearts and whole minds of the church set upon things above. And if the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is focused on Jesus Christ, a lot of these problems that we have will start fading away. Because if our hearts and minds are focused upon Him, He's going to take care of us. He's going to put that hedge of protection around us and keep these things out. If we start seeing these things come in, we need to stop, like Paul would say, and examine ourselves to see where we're at. Like Haggai, I would say, consider your ways. Consider where we're at. Are we presenting our bodies a living sacrifice each and every day? Are we setting our affection on things above? Are we seeking those things above? It's all about that spiritual checkup. How's our mind? How's our heart? They're connected more ways than one. Without the heart, the mind doesn't work. Without the mind, the heart doesn't work. We need to have our mind renewed each and every day. And the best way to renew our mind each and every day is to study His Word. His Word is our best defense in this life. His Word is our best tool that we can use. His Word is so precious. We need to be hungering after His Word more than our necessary food. This is our daily bread. Let's see if we can feast upon it each and every day and grow in our spiritual life and pressing into that kingdom. Thank you.